Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah.
He must work out.
I still love that movie. My kids love that movie. I was talking to somebody last night at my son's baseball game about how Dumb and Dumber is just a great movie, and it's perfectly acceptable for young kids to watch. It's not really perverted. Maybe the only way it goes across as a line is like when they're making out and like Jim Carrey's mouth is like over-exaggerated wide open when he's making out with Mary, right? Other than that, great movie. Speaking of great, hey, how's it going? Hope you're having a great day. What's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke, and of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Go ahead, make your way to betonline.ag. Again, betonline.ag. Go there today or use your mobile device to get in on all the action. It's Bet Online, where the game starts. Speaking of starting, let's fire this fucker up.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Are you an Apple person or a Samsung person? iPhone or Samsung? I'm a Samsung. I love Samsung. It's so nice. I do all my videos on my Samsung. That being said, Mark Schlereth, my buddy from 104.3 The Fan and Fox Sports, former Denver Bronco, three-time Super Bowl champion. Yeah, I'm obligated to say that. Two-time Pro Bowl. He's an Apple guy, an iPhone guy, and he does all the videos that you see him post. He does those, and he edits on his phone. It does a great job. But the reason why I bring up Apple, iPhone, Android, Samsung is, one, if you're an iPhone person, you're usually kind of a jerk about it. Okay, I'm just saying, you're very judgmental of people that have other phones. Be like, oh, you don't have an iPhone? That's adorable. Look at you. Oh, you peasant in your Samsung. Oh, yeah. Hate it. Hate it. Although it is annoying that we're in 2024 and somebody from an iPhone can't send a video that isn't just complete garbage to somebody that has a Samsung. It just drives me freaking nuts. Doesn't make sense. But I can do Samsung to Samsung, Android to Android, and I can send videos to people no problem. And the same with iPhone people. It's so frustrating. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing up cell phones is this major issue that is striking iPhone users. The latest Apple update, the iOS 17.5, which the company, by the way, was urging all its users to instantly download, is causing this major incident. It's causing years-long deleted photos to suddenly reappear on phones. One person was shocked to see erased nude photos they had taken with their partner from 3 years ago suddenly pop up on their camera roll. Listen, another reason not to take dirty photos. Because, listen, you can do what you want, ultimately. Ultimately, do whatever the heck you want. But don't get mad when somebody hacks your phone or there's some weird thing that pops up and all of a sudden that photo is back after you thought you deleted it and or it's spreading around the internet somewhere. Okay? Just don't be mad. That's why you don't do that. That's why I've never done it, thank God. I don't need that thing, that little thing popping up somewhere. Like, what the hell is that? Apparently that's the Huff's wiener. Oh, that's weird. What's wrong with it?
Did he get hit with a hammer or something? It looks disfigured.
Oh, my God. That's scary. It's frightening. Not my penis. Well, yeah, maybe to some people. But I cry every day when I look at it. Sorry. What's scary is you could have some information, whether it's photos or, you know, documents or whatever. You think you delete it, but then apparently it's been existing somewhere in some fashion. And then all of a sudden, a new update occurs, and boom, it's back on your phone. If it exists somewhere else, who has the opportunity to access that? That's scary. It's something that you really need to really take notice of. What are you putting on your phone? What are you using your phone for? Kids, don't be taking nasty photos, whether it's of yourself or other people, because that shit's apparently tied to you for a long freaking time. That's what it freaks me out, because it's like you take a photo of something. Apparently there's some sort of digital copy somewhere, at least if you have an iPhone. Listen, just another reason why Samsung's better. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that. That's creepy. I don't like that one bit. But again, I try not to put myself in horrible situations. I try to think of what are the consequences. You take a dirty photo of yourself or somebody else, what are the chances of, like, somehow that gets leaked out? Could you imagine, like, you get this update on your phone? There's, like, a couple scenarios you could look at. One, how awful would it be if all of a sudden you give your little kid your phone to play with, you know, because you're just like, shit, I mean, they need something to stay occupied, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You give them their phone. They start going through your pictures. They're taking pictures of themselves, and they just want to look at it. Next thing you know, what is this? Who is that? Daddy, why are you touching her that way? Why don't you have clothes? Then your wife or your, you know, whoever, significant other, grabs your phone, and they're like, oh, my God, you son of a bitch, this is your ex. And you're like, wait, what? Oh, my God. One, you're damaging your child. And then you're ruining your relationship trying to explain how the heck that got on there. I thought you couldn't do that move. I couldn't. This is the reason why. It hurt me. It hurt me so much. That's scary. Just another reason, guys, ladies, don't be doing that, because you just don't know where it's at. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think. I hope I haven't taken any nasty photos. I don't need to be looking at that. What the shit? Oh, my God. Oh, to be young. Oh, my God. That's horrible. So keep an eye out for that. If you have an iPhone and if you've done that latest update, I'm sure Apple's trying to, you know, they're panicking, trying to fix it. But if you've updated it, it'd be interesting to see if any old photos pop up. I mean, obviously, you're going to notice the more inappropriate ones, but maybe there's some other miscellaneous photos that could benefit you. Maybe you have a photo that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I deleted that. Well, next thing you know, it pops back up. That might be, in a way, a blessing in disguise. But it is creepy to think about. Where are these being held? Is there like this, you know, this database, this cloud up there that has all these photos that you thought were long since deleted? And they're just waiting to be released out onto the public? Same. Hey, you know who's a douchebag? Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne decided to go on a little bit of a rant about Nikola Jokic after Jokic embarrassed the defensive player of the year the other day, Rudy Gobert, in game, what was that, game five, you know, Minnesota and Denver. Here's Lil Wayne.
Shout out to the Nuggets. It's a great game. But let me say, first of all, I don't like Jokic. I don't like his game. I'm from the old school. I don't, and some people say he got an old school game, I guess. But I guess that's the older school that I'm from, because he just looked like, he looked like the dad's dad bod out there, they're playing. He looked like the dad of the YMC player that y'all always reference to.
Here's the thing, Lil Wayne. I get it. It's not your cup of tea. But you just make yourself sound stupid. It's old school because it's not about an individual. He's a team player.
Ooh, what? Oh, my God.
And yes, he looks a little wonky out there. But that's him. I get it. Jokic is easy to poke fun of. But guess what? That dad bod that you're saying is like an old school YMCA player, he's beating the shit out of you and your team. Okay? So suck on that. Suck on it, Lil Wayne. In your nasty voice. I shouldn't make fun of his voice. He's obviously a lot more successful than I am, and congratulations on that. But you're wrong on making fun of Nikola Jokic, because there's nothing to bag on. Yes, he plays differently. It's kind of like this. The other day I was on TikTok, and it popped up on my timeline, like baseball players with goofy batting stances. And I guess I never really, and it's probably because my son and I will look up stuff about baseball and whatnot, because he's really into baseball now. And he wants to see how different players play and whatnot. But you see some of these goofy-ass batting stances. And my son, sometimes, he's still trying to figure it out. Yesterday, dude, he didn't get on base, but he had a good, solid hit. But the defense played well and threw him out. But his swing looked night and day different. And I was just like, hey, I don't care that you didn't get on base. Keep swinging like that, because it looked a lot better. Looked good. And the thing is sometimes it looks a little wonky, but he's still figuring it out. A lot of kids are at that age. They're still trying to figure out what feels good, what feels right. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. If it works, it works. Who gives a crap if it looks funny? There's people that, like, the bat is like way over their head and their leg is sticking out funny. If it works, it works. Nikola Jokic, yeah, he's kind of like, you know, not really bouncing around. He's just like sauntering down the court. If it works, it works. Who cares? Make fun of him all you want. Make fun of them all you want. I'd rather have a guy that plays like that, that looks a little goofy, and is all about teamwork and making sure that the team is benefiting with him on the court or him part of the team, than somebody that's all about themselves, LeBron. Right? That's the way I look at it. If it looks goofy, but it works, who cares? Who gives a rat's butt? And people are always going to be that way. They're going to be sitting there judging and pointing fingers. Oh, I don't like it. It's such an immature thing that Lil Wayne just said. When you think about it, who cares? You're sitting there making fun of him because of the way he looks and the way he plays. As far as, he just looks funny. Yeah, well, he does. But guess what? He's all about building up his team and making sure that his team is benefiting from his presence. That's the way you want. Whether you're on the court or not, you want to be lifting people up. I always go back to, like, Mark Schlereth. There's two kinds of people that enter the room. People that lift them up, lift up the room and fill the room with positive energy. And there's people that walk into the room that bring it down. Which type of person do you want to be? It doesn't matter if you're on the field, you're on the court or not. If you're part of that team, you want to be the person that lifts it up. Okay? You see your teammate struggling, lift them up. Whether it's literal or are mental. Like, you're physically lifting them up because they're having trouble getting up because they just busted their butt and they fell or whatever. Or you sit there and go, you mentally pump them up. You got this. That's what I want. I don't give a crap what it looks like out there. He might look goofy, and he does. I don't care. Lil Wayne, you can suck a fat one, okay? When I'm talking about fat one, I'm saying a big old bag of dicks, okay? Shove it, Lil Wayne. My God. Moving away from sports, I saw this, and it's not really surprising. I would love to have this problem one day. In Maine, there was a Mega Millions winner who's being sued by his family for not sharing his $1.35 billion prize. What the heck, man? It's a good problem to have, I guess, in a way. But I guess the dude's ex-wife or his daughter's mama or his baby mama is saying, like, you know, they had an agreement that they weren't going to announce that he was the actual winner because in Maine, you can stay anonymous. And apparently he said, we're not going to let anybody know I won this money until the year 2032 or something like that when his daughter turns 18, and then he's going to give her some money or whatever like that. But apparently the mom allegedly was going around telling everybody that he won. But now she's saying, oh, no, he's the one. It's a big mess, big hot mess. That's what happens when you have wealth. That's why I choose to be poor. I choose to push away the money and opportunities. Oh, my gosh. In a way, I say it's a good problem to have, but that's got to be a big, huge headache for him being the winner, whether he's at fault or not. Maybe he did screw up and did tell somebody that he wasn't supposed to, despite having a written agreement or verbal agreement. I didn't see where it said it was verbal or written, but either way, somebody screwed up and did it. But long and short of it, that's when you got big money, you got big problems. And that's the thing. And it sucks. And it's like if I've talked about that to my wife. I said, if we ever won the lottery, which we don't even really play the lottery, if we ever won, it would be really hard to announce it because people will come out of the woodwork. You're like, hey, remember me? I'm on hard times, blah, blah, blah. I would have a hard time saying no to people. Again, that's why I just don't make money. Don't believe in it. Don't believe in it, folks. But that would be a horrible thing, because if somebody's giving me spilling their guts, like, this is what happened to me, so and so was in the hospital, blah 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 blah, I got no money, okay, I'm pulling tricks in the back alleys, okay, making decent money, but I could use some more, and you're like, ah, well, shit. And then you just end up giving money, and that's going to happen over and over and over again. Hey, you remember that time I, saved your butt doing this or that, blah blah blah. That's what happens, and it sucks. But that's a true thing that happens when you get money, and that's also why so many. What is it? It's like in the 70%, somewhere around there, of people that win the lottery end up going bankrupt because they misspend their money. They have people coming out of the woodwork that are begging for money, and they hand it out willy-nilly, and or they're spending their money on useless things and not saving it and not investing it. That's the thing. If you ever win the lottery, one, I would love a donation. Two, make sure you save it. And you take several moments to step back and go, what are we doing with this so we don't become part of that negative statistic? It's really important. And it's something that, like, the school systems really need to not focus on the lottery part of it, but just, like, how do you hold on to your money? How do you invest it properly in just basic finance, in balancing your checkbooks and stuff like that. That's something that needs to be more of a focus, because so many people end up having money problems. That's one of the biggest problems with young athletes that make it big, is they just shit their money away. I love seeing the stories of athletes that are driving the same beat up POS that they drove in high school. You know, they're showing up to Broncos training camp or wherever, and they're still in that little hoopty. That's awesome. That's somebody that seems like that they have their head on straight when it comes to finances. That's what you want to be. Maybe they're driving that because they're giving away all their money to somebody else. I don't know. Hey, by the way, kind of attaching to that is in a way is I saw this thing where apparently Americans wake up grumpy on average 6 days a week. Are you part of that? I feel like I wake up grumpy maybe once a week, maybe. I feel like I'm in a good place when it comes to that. I wake up, unless I have a bunch of shit to do early in the morning. That sucks. But I don't think I wake up grumpy. If anything, I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, my body hurts. What the hell is wrong with me? But then I just slide over, get my legs moving, and it eventually eases up enough. I don't know. Where are you at with that? And if you're in that ballpark, listen, I'm sitting here trying to give you advice, and I'm maybe not the best person to do so. But if you are waking up grumpy 6 days a week, maybe that's time for you to do some self-reflection. Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Listen, if you're looking for some life guidance, I'm a life coach for you, and I can lead you to success or a pit of despair.
Right, as always.
Hey, Ken, you son of a bitch. How you doing, man? All right, Ken. Hey, we got tons more. Got a lot in the mailbag that we're going to get to, but real quick. Sugar Fire in Westminster, an amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze on the south side of 144th. And they're doing a lot of catering right now for graduation parties. If you got a graduate, you need to do some catering, boom. Just hand over the keys, essentially, to Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're going to knock it out of the park. They got amazing smoked brisket. They got smoked wings, smoked turkey. They got ribs. They got amazing sides and amazing sauces. They're there to step up the game for you. It's awesome. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite barbecue place. You can do the catering, but you can also go in there and get some amazing barbecue. All those items I just said, you can get them by themselves, or maybe you get a brisket sandwich, a smoked turkey sandwich. They got burgers. Their burgers are going to make your head roll in the back and just go, oh my, did I say eyes? Your eyes roll in the back of your head. It's so freaking delicious. By far, my favorite barbecue place in the state of Colorado. Nobody comes close. And when you hear those people go, oh, there's no good barbecue in Colorado. You know what? Those dudes haven't been to the Sugar Fire in Westminster because they are legit barbecue. Go check them out. It's family friendly, perfect for date night, and they even do catering, like I was telling you. They're at 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron on the south side of 144th. Like I said, right next to Snooze. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sugarfire Westie. Go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. You know, I talk about Sugar Fire. Maybe before you go to Sugar Fire, you stop by Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. Brilliant idea. It's so nice. And speaking of nice, when you go in there, everybody that works there is so freaking friendly. It just makes you feel good as soon as you go in there. And they offer a wide selection of flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, and edibles. And they provide everything you need to consume it with. They have 7 big screen TVs. If maybe you want to go hang out, watch your favorite sporting event. Maybe you even want to host a watch party there. What a great way to just chill with some friends and just hang out. They did a Taylor, when Taylor Swift came out with her new album, they did a watch party there. And it, I guess everybody just had a good old time. It's a great place. They, like I said, 7 big screen TVs. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent. They got tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes to choose from. They even have a quarter arcade with pinball machines. Vintage Street Fighter. Oh, I'm a Street Fighter nut. I love Street Fighter. We have an old school Super NES classic, whatever, and they have Street Fighter on there. I beat the snot out of my kids as often as possible on Street Fighter, although they're getting good. So now I don't try to play them as much. Let them think that I'm really good, even though they're improving. And soon will be better than me. They even have, Mortal Kombat as well. It's a great place to go hang out and have a good time. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. It's just an awesome place. They have game nights. They do a lot of just open mic nights. It's really cool. Just a great place. Jazz Mile High Smoke. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10. You got to be at least 21 to consume. No outside product. Just go ahead and buy it there. It's Jazz, and they're at 7667 Washington Street. GPS to Jazz. It's funny. The big news really yesterday in the sports world, other than the NBA and NHL playoffs that were going on that night, was the NFL teams announcing their schedules. And every year, as of late, the big thing is you got the NFL teams will have a social media video that they post that's entertaining, and they send it out, and it's an unofficial challenge per team. Who has the best schedule release video? And usually the Denver Broncos are right up there because they usually have Peyton Manning helping out with the release video, and he's a funny dude. But they didn't have that this year. The Denver Broncos, basically, the video they put out was terrible. It was, Lewis Hamilton, one of the owners. He's also a race car driver. Okay, he goes in circles. That's his job. But he's really good at it. Okay, and it was terrible. Terrible. He was like tasting foods from each opponent. I can appreciate the creativity. The cleanliness of the video was great. It just was terrible. It wasn't funny. And it just made, like, I got done watching it and I'm like, I just wasted 3.5 minutes of my life. And I was not happy about it. But the best thing that came out of it was this line from Lewis Hamilton.
It was like dogs puke.
Because it was like dog puke, dude. It was a horrible video. Now, that being said, the Broncos aren't on an island by themselves as far as releasing a horrible video. The Chiefs did a bad one. I thought the Chargers one sucked too. There was a lot of bad ones. But I will say this, if you're on, especially on Twitter, they do a good job of posting them there. The Detroit Lions had a good one with Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson. I can't remember the show that they have on Netflix, and it might have gone to Max, but hilarious, very obscure humor. But they did a good job of riffing off of each other, and it was pretty funny. Also, the New England Patriots. Not a fan of the Patriots, but they had Julius Edelman and Rob Gronkowski doing their take on a Goodwill Hunting. And I think they called it Good Jules Hunting. And it's just a parody of that for the schedule release. They did a great job. Pretty funny. Entertaining. I liked it. Gronk... He really tried to do the Ben Affleck impression. Maybe not the best, but that being said, I liked it. I thought they did a good job. So something you definitely want to check out. But again, when you think of the Denver Broncos schedule release, it's this.
It was like dogs puke.
Am I right?
Right, as always.
Ken, you get me. You get me, Ken. Hey, you know what? Let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from Omar. Omar says, it's kind of funny because it's related to one of my sponsors. Because I wrote on Twitter or X, I said, you know, give me some random thoughts. I'll use them on the show. And this is what he said. Omar says, is Jad's really a nine-minute drive from Coors Field? Considering it's at 76 in Washington, it's hard to believe. That's my random thought. Love the show, by the way. I still need to visit Sugar Fire and now Jad's. Well, first of all, Omar, thank you for listening. Really do appreciate it. I don't know. That's what it said in the copy. I got to be honest with you. I didn't fact check that. Okay. I've been in there. I didn't drive from Jad's to Coors Field. I assume everything I read is correct. but now I'm going to try it. I got to put it in the map, the little mappy map on the Google machine and see if it works. If it's 9 minutes. If it's not, I will change it and I won't say a word about it. All of a sudden I'll be like, it's 25 minutes, whatever it is. I appreciate you sending that in. And yes, you do need to check out Sugar Fire and Jad's because, just good food and just good product over at Jad's and of course Sugar Fire. Mike wrote in, what is the worst place to poop in public? That's a designated bathroom. Yeah, because obviously you don't want to be grocery store, aisle 3, really busy. Don't do that. That would be awful. That would be very inconvenient. Guys, can you not see that I'm defecating now? My goodness. Can a man not get some peace? That's a good question. I would have to say, well, one, an outhouse. Not a fan of it. It's just, I don't know. I just don't like it. It's just the smell, the chance of that blue dye stuff bouncing up or plopping up and hitting your back end. Not a fan of that. I would have to say an outhouse, but if you're looking for more of an establishment, it's any place that's a small venue or small just building. And you go to use the restroom, maybe it's an emergency situation, and like there, like within 10 feet of the bathroom door, there's people. I don't like that. I'm not a huge fan of that. And then especially if they don't have one of those bathroom fans. And then you're just like, oh my God, how do they not have a fan in here? Because as soon as I open this door, it's just going to billow out. And people are going to be like, oh my God, what did he eat? I think he's dying on the inside. That's what it is. So hopefully, Mike, that answers your question. Mike also followed up with another question. He said, Schlereth giving you props this morning on the radio. Pretty cool. I don't know what he said. I followed up with Mike. I said, what did he say? What did he give me props for? So I want to know. I'm going to have Mark, by the way, on the show next week. I think I'm going to be, I have to record it tomorrow with him, but I'll release it on Monday if all goes to plan. Which would be good. But anyway, that's nice that he gave me some props. I'm curious what it was about. But he said, how about a story from your old days that maybe isn't well known and, of course, funny? There's a lot. And I was trying to rack my brain on some of the great stories because, obviously, when we traveled together, that was where a lot of the craziness happened. When we would travel to Super Bowls with Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, we obviously had a lot of fun in studio as well. But I mean, there's a lot. Like I'm trying to rack my brain. It was always funny. Do you guys remember when Mark did that competition for charity? It was around the combine. in the reps of, is it, I think it's 225 pounds on the bench press is what they do for offensive linemen or whatever. And they have to do right around 25 was the average. And Stink did it at a local gym, and he bench pressed, and he did more than, I want to say he did 26, but he didn't prepare for it. And he wasn't feeling that great, and he was kind of dehydrated that morning, and he's just like, oh, crap. But what was funny is that a lot of people don't know is afterwards, I was like, hey, let's do a funny video. And here, hold my phone, take a video of me trying to bench press 225. And he's like, you're going to hurt yourself. I was like, we'll just be funny. And I'm trying to just lift it off the bar, but I'm over-exaggerating. It pissed him off so bad because, like, he is so into weightlifting. And I'm like, oh, I can't do it. And he just, you see him just with the phone, and he just puts it down. He's like, no, you got to do it right. And I'm like, you know what? No, no, we're not going to do this. And he was just so irritated. He gets irritated and annoyed when it comes to bench pressing because he's so good at it. And I always thought that was funny. Also, like when we did that video when we were in Miami, of he and I in the bathtub together. There's a video out there of him and I pretending to take a bath together, and we put bubbles in there, and it was just so hilarious and awkward because at what you can't see is, and there was some behind the scenes footage somewhere of like what ends up, if you find the video, I'll see if I can find it and then repost it on Twitter or wherever I can find it, is you can't see it, but his legs are essentially wrapped around me, but it's hidden under bubbles. We're both wearing shorts, just not wearing shirts. But like his feet are around me, but it took him forever because his one leg just doesn't freaking bend. And so it, like, he had to like shove his leg down just for this video. And meanwhile, we have Kendall Valenzuela, who has now moved on to some bigger and better things. She's filming and directing. And like, it's so freaking awkward because there we are, you know, exposing our bosoms to everybody and her. This is like an HR nightmare waiting. You're waiting to be reported. And it was just funny because if you could see the behind the scenes, and Mike Evans almost peeing himself because it was just so awkward, two grown men in a bathtub trying to, in a bubble bath. And what's funny too is I say two grown men. I'm a grown man. He's an overgrown man. He's just jacked and whatever. And he's a big dude. And we're just squeezed in onto this bathtub that is made for one, you know, slightly smaller person. It's so funny and so random. And we just had a lot of just funny stories like that where he and I would just always be goofing around and joking around. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize is what made that show so entertaining was my thought was in the breaks to talk about everything other than sports, because it just put them in a better mood. I noticed it just put them in a better mood. If you go in there and you start talking about, well, the Broncos this, Broncos that, and it's just like, yeah, okay, we just got done talking about, you know, sports. Let's talk about other random stuff. And if I could get them laughing in the break, I knew the next segment would be in a better mood, that their energy would be a lot higher. So that's why I did it. And also, I just got tired of talking sports nonstop, so it just was a great all-around tool that I used, is let's get these guys happy talking about other random stuff. Maybe it will bleed over into the segment, maybe it won't. But the point is, the guys were always in a good mood, and they were always laughing. And there was plenty of times we'd come back, you know, we're talking about random stuff. You know, the fact that Mark poops constantly. He's constantly, like, every other break. So if you think about it, a sports talk segment, or excuse me, hour, is You got blocks of about 8 to 9 minute segments. Then you got a 4 to 5 minute commercial break. Every other segment, it seemed like he was always going to the bathroom. And Mike and I would always be like, oh my God. And Mark just prides himself on being a fast pooper. It's so freaking funny, but it is impressive. And then we'd always, then like Mike and I would be like looking at him and be like, dude, there's no way you're getting a full evacuation. And that's the stuff we would talk about. And he's like, no, it's good. You know, and then that, you know, then every now and then you'd get somebody that wasn't part of our group, our little, you know, clique. They'd come in, but we'd continue to talk about it. And they'd just be, their eyes would just be like all big and they're standing in the corner. They'd either try to chime in and they just, it was just like, oh, why are you talking, buddy? Or they just turn around and leave. It was just so funny. But that's what worked for us. Again, kind of like the Jokic thing. It may not look or sound the best, but if it at the end of the day, it works and you're getting great results, that when I was producing for them, they had the best numbers in the history of the radio station. And that those still are chalked up as the best era for ratings, because we focused on entertaining, and my job as the producer was to make sure that the talent was happy, staying on course and talking about what they needed to talk about to move the needle. But obviously, like I said, just keeping them entertained, and so that way they can entertain as well. It was a very interesting thing. I hope that's a funny enough story for you, but that's just like a big sneak peek behind the curtain. I'll share some of those things more with Mark, and I'm sure he'll remember some other things when I get him on next week. It should be a lot of fun. Gern wrote 6 or 7, because I said, give me a random thought. Well, Gern, I'm going to go with 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There you go. That's... Yeah, I guess I'm going to go with 7. I think 7's a good lucky number. Polly B wrote, any truth to the rumors that you're going to be joining the Altitude Morning Show? No, there are no... That's a rumor you've just made up, Polly. Polly, you're just trying to stir the pot. Here's what I'll say about that, Polly, is I don't think they need me. So I'm not getting any phone calls. I'm not hearing any rumblings. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to insert myself to that show, because I listen to them quite often with Mosier, Lombardi, and Brett Kane. They sound perfectly fine. They don't need a fourth person on that. They sound great, and they are humming along. They're doing amazing, and I like the product that they put out. They do a good job. So, no, there is zero truth in that. Chris wrote, is it just me, or is T-ball miserable to watch? I am crossing the games off the calendar. Each X gives me joy. Holy shit, it's hard to watch kids picking dandelions. I hear you on that one. A long time ago. Because my son's only played 3 seasons of baseball. He really, to officially say he played baseball was last year, when he was in minors, and this year when he's in majors. Before that, he was in T-ball, but man, I got to be honest, I don't even really count it, because like you're saying, Chris, I remember the funniest story was he was playing third base, and I'm like, what is he doing out there? He was building, and we asked him later, I'd be like, Jackson, what were you doing out there in the dirt? Oh, I was building homes for the ants. He was making ant hills. That's what he was doing. And to be honest, baseball's a hard game, especially if you have a hard time focusing, which a lot of people do. It's hard unless you're the pitcher or catcher. It's really hard to stay focused. So, like, obviously the catcher, you got to be on point. You got to be really focusing. You got to be tracking that ball. You got to be going, okay, if the runner's gonna steal, am I going to be able to throw it in time? Am I going to throw it accurately enough to second base or third base? Am I going to be able to do that, or do I just need to hold the ball and toss it back to the pitcher? Stuff like that. It's still like, I guess I never really thought about it, baseball though, of how much goes on into it until like say this year, when I see there's just a lot of stuff going on and stuff maybe I've just taken for granted over the years. But you got to know the game for it to really settle down for you. I noticed, like my kids, when they're playing baseball, it's just like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Or like, you know, if you swing on strike three, but the catcher drops it, you can run in certain situations, blah, 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 blah. And trying to explain that to my kids. And it's just like, oh, like I forgot about that rule. And there's all these different things, and teaching them when it's a force out versus when you need it to be a tag out, stuff like that. It's crazy. There's a lot going on in the sport, stuff that I think as we get older, you kind of take for granted, unless you're deeply involved in the sport. Doug asked Doug said, who will, I'm adding words. Will Bo Nix be the savior for the Denver Broncos? I hope so. Everything I'm hearing out of camp, of mini camps, rookie mini camp, is that yeah, he's nails. He's going out there and he's very intelligent, knows the game. And I believe it was Sean Payton the other day said he's boring to watch. And depending on how you want to look at that, I guess that's a good thing, because he's not making turnovers. He's converting the plays. It does worry me a little bit. Is he going to be another check down Charlie? Or is he just going to do a quick, you know, dump off passes here and there? Is he going to be somebody like Russell Wilson that was for at least a season where he just didn't seem like he was throwing it down the field very often? Is he going to be somebody that is going to be hesitant to do that? We won't know until we're in the thick of it. I hope he is the savior for the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix, he has a lot of potential, but potential doesn't mean jack squat until you go out there and actually execute. So we'll see what happens. I have faith in him. I don't want to see him fail, especially because I'm a Denver Bronco fan. I want this to be the guy. I said from the get-go, I wanted them to draft a quarterback with the number 12 spot. They did. I hope they made the right decision. I have no reason to think that they didn't. We'll see. I know I was watching something, or I saw some stat the other day, or some line where who are the two worst picks, quarterback picks in the draft, and they had Bo Nix and I can't remember the other guy. But I'm like, no, man, I don't think that at all. But time will tell. Time will tell. I hope he proves everybody wrong, and I hope Bo Nix goes out there and just dominates and just does his thing. I don't expect him to go out there and just blow people up. But if he goes out there and you know, he's converting drives into touchdowns, that's what we want. Doesn't have to be super flashy. If you get touchdowns and you win the game, that's all I care. That's all I care about. Don't turn the ball over. We'll see. And it's funny because a lot of times people are like, that's all we want. We want somebody to just manage things. And I mean, that can go against you too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, Doug. Thank you guys so much for chiming in. Really appreciate it. Big thanks to Omar, Mike, Gern, Pauly B, Chris, Doug, all of you guys listening. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Big thanks to all the new listeners out there. The show is growing every single day, and I can't thank you enough. I can't speak today. I can't. What's new? What is new? There's nothing new about that fact that I can't speak. You guys have an amazing day. I can't, I'm very excited for this weekend. My son's got a doubleheader. It's going to be their team looked great yesterday. I know you guys ultimately don't care, but it's my son. I'm so excited. His swing looked so much better yesterday. And I told him that. I was like, dude, that looked good. And when you hit that first one, it was just good defense. And that happens. And I was like, and then he foul tipped for and got out on his second at bat. But, I mean, that was a good play by the catcher, too. So, listen, it's good. I'm happy. He's happy. He's excited. The other day, he had a hard time going to sleep because he was so frustrated. And I told him, I was like, that's okay. That's good. It means you want to get better. It means you want to play better. It means you want to be standing shoulder to shoulder with your teammates and supporting them. And you guys all want to do better. It's going to happen. Might not be right away, but you guys keep going out there and do your thing. And they're doing it. They made a lot of great plays yesterday on defense. It's just one of those things where sometimes it just doesn't happen, and that's okay. That's sports. You guys know this. You guys have been alive long enough where you know that some days you have bad days on the field. And then some days you go out there and you dominate, and you're just like, holy crap, that was great. It's great. Hey, big thanks to you guys for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe. Share it with your friends if you could, please. Thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster. Go check them out at 144th and Orchard Parkway. Also, big thanks to Jad's Mile High Smoke. They're at 7667 Washington Street. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's keep moving forward. I'll talk to you next time.